The scripture text this week is we continue to follow the lectionary, and then next year I'll get back on the Jesus at Friends series. Lot to talk about in that, because it's a way that we should and need to know that we can have a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And He truly is our friend, because He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. And you think, well, He's not here in the physical realm anymore, but He is with us through the grace of the Holy Spirit. He walks and talks with you every day of your life if you just listen. And here comes the Son. Praise be to God. I title my message today, The Escape. How many of us would really like to escape sometimes? Especially if we know there's something going on around us or a challenge that we're facing. If we could just escape, things would be better. But I want to use the scripture in Matthew 2, verses 13 through 23. And the subtitle is this, is The Escape to Egypt. New Living Translation says this, after the wise men were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up and flee to Egypt with the child and his mother. The angel said, stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to try to kill the child. That night, Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother. And they stayed there until Herod's death. This fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. I called my son out of Egypt. Herod was furious when he learned that the wise men had outwitted him. He sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, because the wise men had told him that the star first appeared to them about 2 years earlier. Herod's brutal action fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah, which said, a cry of anguish is heard in Ramah, weeping and mourning, unrestrained. Rachel weeps for her children, refusing to be comforted, for they are all dead. And then the return to Nazareth. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and told him, get up and take the child and his mother back to the land of Israel, because those who were trying to kill the child are dead. So Joseph returned immediately to Israel with Jesus and his mother. But when he learned that the new ruler was Herod's son, Archelaus, he was afraid. Then in another dream, he was warned to go to Galilee. So they went and lived in a town called Nazareth. This is the fulfillment of what was spoken by the prophets concerning the Messiah. He will be called a Nazarene. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.